Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope, with your host, insurance professional Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
And Director of Operations, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What are we talking about today, guys?
Well, on today's show, we're going to cover some topics about adult kids and inheritances. We might even touch a little bit on the topic of artificial intelligence, because that's in the headlines now. And it's scary how they're making some of these things look.
Yes, it is.
And how smart they are getting. And we might actually talk a little bit about retirement and retirement planning today.
Well, I hope we do have
a lot on the agenda. And one of the things that we want to talk about is, and it's been in the news, you know, if there is a recession coming, when will it hit? And I know we've been throwing the word recession around for a little bit, you know, but there's a global economist, and her name is Nancy Lazar, and she's actually looking at some of the trends that have been going along with the large tech companies. And Gary, you talked about this last week, and you were talking about how the Facebook and Google and some of those carrier companies were actually reducing some of their staff. And we are seeing that trend more on the tech side. And as far as a recession goes, you know, maybe we won't see it on the front part of 2023. We could possibly see it on the end of 2023. But I just read an interesting article this morning, and it was talking about Zoom. Everybody remembers Zoom. Whenever we all got locked in, couldn't meet with people, that suddenly became the center of meeting with people and staying in contact with our friends and loved ones. But Zoom is laying off 15% of its staff. And, you know, that's about 1,300 people for Zoom. And, you know, these are just things that we're seeing, because now there's not a huge demand for their services. And people are returning to the office and having their more in-person interactions. So, Gary, if someone's going to retire this year, would you tell them to wait, or would you tell them to continue to go ahead and make that commitment of retiring?
Well, I think you should retire when you're ready to retire. And, you know, that's a different date for just about everyone. You know, we don't have any cookie cutter definition of what a retirement date should be. There are certain professions where you're required to retire at a certain age. We just kind of saw that in the airline industry. We've got a shortage of pilots right now because they started enforcing a mandatory retirement age a few years ago, and now we're kind of living the downside of that. But you should retire when you are ready to retire, when you feel it's the right time, when you've saved enough. But when you're retired, you can't take your eyes off what you're doing. You know, you can't just say, oh, well, I've pulled that retirement knob. I'm retired. I don't have to worry about markets anymore. I don't have to worry about earnings anymore. You do go from invest and grow to spend and protect. So it's a whole different mindset when you retire. I tell people, be prepared always. When you're getting ready to retire, don't stop looking at where your money's growing, because if we do have a recession, and you know there's different opinions about whether we're in it now, going to be in it later. As long as the Federal Reserve is continuing to raise interest rates, that's putting a lot of pressure on companies to maintain their profitability. And you were just talking about Zoom and folks like that laying off a lot of people. They're doing that because as their expansion that they may have planned for a few years ago, they were doing that with cheap interest rates. And now that interest rates are going up, the cost of doing business is going up because all companies use debt to finance their expansion and their operations. When interest rates were down near zero or very, very low, it was cheap for companies to borrow money. Well, now they've borrowed all this money, and they're having to pay it back at a higher interest rate. So that's where we're seeing some of these staffs being cut, because they're trying to maintain their profitability to keep their stock prices up. When interest rates go up, it puts pressure on the financial markets. And when pressure gets put on the financial markets, that affects the value of your 401k, your IRA, your portfolio, if you're doing it in stocks and things like that. So that's a big threat to your retirement. You know, in retirement, you've got to protect your money, because you don't know exactly how long you're going to need to stretch that money. And we'll talk about longevity a little later in the show. But I tell people, don't ever wait and forget to see what the market's going to do. Protect yourself so that you can have as few losses as possible as you're spending down that money that you've been saving for 30, 40, 50 years.
So, Gary, if you want to have a way to maybe look at helping to safeguard your retirement, then that's a great time to pick up the phone and call us. We're in Fairhope, and our number is 251-625-1226.
625-1226, or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And the website is relaxretire.com.
24/7, it's there. Go to our website and leave a question for Victoria. I promise she won't answer it at 1 o'clock in the morning, but you will get an answer if you leave us a question there.
Right. And Gary, so we were talking about long-term care in some of our previous shows, and that is kind of like one of the gotcha expenses in retirement. And now I actually read that there are a dozen states that are considering actually implementing a mandatory tax on people who don't carry long-term care insurance. Now, Alabama is not one of those states.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, right. But is buying or looking into some type of long-term care the best answer in retirement? Should you be looking at something to help cover those expenses?
You need to plan for long-term care expenses. And if your financial advisor is not asking you what your plans are for long-term care, then he's putting together part of a plan for you. You know, when we talk to people, we talk about how you're going to save money, how your health care costs are going to impact you in retirement, how things are going to affect your Social Security and Medicare. Long-term care is really, really a difficult subject. I tell people the first thing to do when you're thinking about long-term care, look at your family history. If your family has a history of longevity, you probably have some of those genes, and you can probably expect to live a longer life. And now that's not an exact measurement, but it kind of gives you an idea. Most people underestimate their longevity, and that's really important, because if you think you're going to live 20 years and you live 30, well, you needed to spread out that money over a longer period of time to not run out of money before you run out of life. And long-term health care insurance is expensive. If you're going to buy it, it's better to buy it when you're young. But here's the catch with long-term health insurance. You know, you're buying it expecting, hoping that you'll never need it, but having it there in case you do. It's like buying term life insurance. Once you pay the premium and that year's gone, you've not built anything. So if you're paying $5,000, $6,000, $8,000, $10,000 a year for long-term health care, you may never use it, and that money will just be, in essence, maybe giving you some peace of mind, but not really getting you anything. In a lot of the products that we use, we have portions in there where if you do have health care expenses, the income that you can get from some of our strategies can double, and that will help. Long-term care is a wicked subject, because it starts out with your family helping you, giving up their time, possibly their money, and then as your needs increase, depending on what your health condition is, long-term care can get very, very expensive.
But we encourage folks to call you for more information about some long-term care options built into some of your products. So
exactly.
So our radio program listeners take advantage of that offer of a complimentary consultation simply by picking up the phone. Even if you're listening on the weekend, leave a message or write down these numbers, 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
For Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope.
Yes. And you know, the reason the states are considering adding these taxes is to keep their Medicaid programs from going broke. You know, Medicaid is the largest provider of long-term care in the country. Medicare does not cover long-term care. And to qualify for Medicare, for instance, in the state of Alabama, you have to spend down your assets to about $27,000. And you have to have a monthly income somewhere around $2,500. So you really, if you're going to rely on Medicaid, you're really spending a lot of your assets down. So again, it's an important subject. It's one that we talk about very early in our financial planning, especially if your family has histories of heart disease or cancer or other illnesses that, you know, you've known family members that have had it. That kind of changes the whole dynamic about whether you want to consider long-term care, because long-term care can be very expensive.
You always want to try to see if you can help mom and dad get the best care possible, but there are a lot of things to consider, Gary, when you are looking for that type of help. And that's why making sure that type of planning is important and having a conversation with your kids. You know, I read not too long ago that there, over the next 20 years, there's about $70 trillion, and that's with a T, dollars that will pass from baby boomers to their heirs, to their kids, right?
Yes.
And many of those boomers worry that if their children know about the money coming their way, it might change their behavior. You know, suddenly those kids might be bringing you those Sunday potluck dinners that you hadn't been getting your whole life since they moved out. I don't know. But, you know, how often do you see parents bring their children into this financial discussion or a planning meeting, Gary?
Well, not nearly often enough. What we see, because of longer lives, we see some parents coming in with their kids because at some point the parents are developing some mental issues, you know, Alzheimer's, dementia, and the parents really want the kids to be in on part of that planning process so that if something happens to them, there can be some continuity and figure out what to do with those assets. It's kind of hard for children to make a financial plan, especially with not knowing if they're going to inherit money. In my case, I never expected to inherit anything, so I always planned to take care of everything myself. If your parents were fortunate enough to have done well and saved well, that's a big consideration. Another consideration is, if you are going to receive a large inheritance, how are you going to take it? A lot of times you don't want to take a lump sum because it's just going to kick you into the highest tax bracket, and a lot of what your parents had worked and struggled to save is just going to go to the IRS. And I don't hate the IRS, but you know, you want to do some tax planning, and that involves kids figuring out how you can gift them money, their limits on what you can do. But, you know, as far as baby boomers, most of the baby boomers really haven't even taken that first step towards having a written plan. You know, they may have an idea of what they're going to do, but we help people put down firm plans that they can review annually, semi-annually, so that when things happen in the world, like COVID and like inflation, we can make adjustments to make sure those plans stay on track.
Well, Gary, you know, it's also important for some of these boomers out here to take that first step and share some of their details of their financial planning and retirements. And it also helps open up a conversation for their kids so that maybe they can start that thinking. You know, we always talk about that. We want to have the whole family included, because sometimes really the only time that we do hear from the children is if mom or dad, either one of them, have passed away. and or their health condition is declining very rapidly. So introducing them to their current advisor and letting them know what kind of plan mom and dad had in place is important, and they do that by picking up the phone and calling us at Relax and Retire in Fairhope at 251-625-1226.
625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And Vicki, you're exactly right. Adult children are more than welcome. Or maybe a trusted best friend if you're a widow or widower and don't have any heirs, so that you can just help absorb the information and learn about the possibilities.
Or at least know the person you need to talk with when that time comes.
Exactly.
Yeah, we've seen instances even here recently where both parents or both people pass away. They don't have any heirs. And then someone has to step in, and you know it's important for someone to be responsible for that, but especially for parents. I think the most important thing that we can help kids understand today, and young adults, is that you know the way that they're going to live in retirement is probably going to be much different than the way we lived in retirement. There's going to be a huge burden on the federal government for baby boomers who are going to be on Medicare and Social Security for many years longer than the government ever expected us to live. And that means younger people are probably going to be faced with much higher tax burdens. So planning for them is just critical. And we do tax planning with clients all the time to make sure that the money they're putting away when they take it out is going to have the lowest impact on their Social Security and on their Medicare. Those are two programs we all depend on, but depending on how much money you've put away and where you've put it away, those Social Security benefits will be taxed and you'll have taxes on your Medicare. We're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show here.
Well, Gary, we don't offer tax advice or the planning part, but we certainly do put that on the forefront of how it could affect you in retirement or if you're aspiring to retire, because you do, depending on your lifestyle and life situations, could find yourself in different tax brackets.
Exactly.
Taking too much money or losing a spouse or anything that could happen. Those are all things we use our strategic partners with to call and set up appointments with so that you can help open that conversation to see what's best for you. Gary, you know, we talk about going into those retirement years with I guess grace, but I was listening to Sylvester Stallone on a segment not too long ago. You know, he's 76 years old.
Yes.
And he's still going strong. And I happened to catch on one of the networks, I like to watch Yellowstone, and it was just one night following the episode of Yellowstone that I happened to catch him on Tulsa King.
Right.
And that was, I mean, he's still going strong. He's still doing shows and movies and things. But his theory is not to age gracefully. He says, get out there and do that stuff you've been waiting and wanting to do if you can and enjoy retirement. You know, but do you think of anybody right offhand that does that kind of wild, off-the-whim kind of thing and enjoying retirement because they're not worried about where their money's going to come from? They're not worried about if it's going to last them that long because they have done that planning.
Right. No, I can think of one of our clients right off the bat. He's learning ballroom dancing. And this was a guy that worked in the oil fields for, 20 years, worked offshore. And put money in the strategies that we helped him discover. He's been a client, I think, for nine or ten years.
Long time.
And he decided to retire. And he kind of experienced, well, a lot of people experience when they retire and they've planned well, he was kind of getting bored. What do I do? I don't have to go to work every day. So in his case, it amazed me when he told me what he was doing, because this does not look like a guy that would be learning ballroom dancing.
And it really doesn't. More carpentry work, I think, was his expertise, I think, that he fell into shortly.
And how fun
to be in retirement and be able to select and pick and choose what you want to learn, what you want to do, and to be comfortable enough to have the resources to do it, which is why we encourage our radio show listeners to call Gary Garner and Vicki at Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. Take advantage of a no-obligation, no-pressure, complimentary consultation just by saying you've heard this radio program on the radio. The numbers are 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
And toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. You know, make that call, but more importantly, make the commitment to spend at least 20 to 30 minutes talking with us to see if we have some things that will help you enjoy your retirement more. You know, we picked the name of our company on purpose, Relax and Retire, not Worry and Retire. We look for ways to help you work towards retirement in a steady, positive way. And then when you get to retirement, you know, still pay attention to it. We're not going to tell you, hey, just quit looking. And we're not going to tell you to quit moving money between different strategies. If that's what's working for you, yeah, we're going to keep doing that for you. But relax and retire. Enjoy yourself in retirement. That's what people are kind of thinking about now. You know, 20 years ago, 40 years ago, there was no such thing as retirement. You worked until you dropped dead. So it's been a big change for people. There's no college course that I know of about how to retire. You know, it's all what you read, what you think about, how you envision your retirement. So, and the way that we're working about retirement is constantly changing. You know, one of the questions we get very often is, how long will I live? And I don't know how long someone's going to live, but I would rather plan for a longer life than a shorter life. That reduces the surprises. I'd hate to get a surprise at 85, be in good health, and run out of money. That's going to cause a real change in lifestyle. So take the time to call us and set up a 20 or 30 minute just a discovery call, just to say, hey, how am I doing? And then if we feel like we're working on something together, then come in and let's sit down for a real planning session. Those typically take an hour to an hour and a half just to really get down some of the basic information. And then we go to work and we get back together and we lay out that plan. We don't lay out hopes and dreams. We lay out a physical written plan with guarantees about what things could happen in the future. You know, if you just put your money in mutual funds or in the stock market, you're hoping some of these things are going to go up in value. In a lot of our strategies, there are guarantees in how these things are going to increase in value over time. And we can show you, based on the illustration that we run, how much money we're going to generate for you at 50, 60, 70, 80 years old. And then we can give you that guarantee that you will never run out of money before you run out of life.
How reassuring is that?
Well, that's what we want to do. Now, can we help everybody? No. If you have saved $50,000 and you're 65 years old, you're going to be living a different lifestyle unless you're living a very frugal lifestyle. So it's important to start early and save as much as you can, and then set your own expectations for what you can afford.
Gary, and that kind of goes back to, you know, don't be afraid to retire. You know, even though you can't afford it, don't be afraid,
right?
Because there's lots of different things that you can stop and check on, you know. And we are seeing a interesting pattern in some of the discussions that you've had over the past month with clients. And it's certainly one that I don't think either one of us was expecting. They're actually, instead of worrying about whether they've saved enough in retirement, they're worrying about whether they'll be able to enjoy retirement at all. You know, they're looking at the importance of saving, but they're kind of doing it, some of them, a little bit later because they really hadn't given it that much thought. But, you know, the discussions, I think, about retirement almost seem to start just about the time we get our first job. Whether it starts off as how much are you going to be able to save, or how much are you going to contribute to your 401k, or, you know, how much might you make in a long-term investment. But we are seeing more conversations of, I want to enjoy. I should have done this planning a long time ago. I should have sat down and had this conversation, but I just didn't know it was going to be so easy. And I think a lot of that comes with being able, if you're comfortable with the person that you're sitting down with, and they are on the same page as you are about helping you reassess your goals. You know, we talk about all the time about sitting down and writing out what you want to do. Well, sit down and also write out what you've tried and what hasn't worked for you. And then that way we can open up a completely different discussion and maybe create a different path in helping you in, or if you're aspiring to retire.
But in order to have that discussion, you've got to pick up the phone. If you're listening on the weekend or a weekday or a holiday, it doesn't matter. Write these numbers down or call and leave a message for Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. I think the most fun conversations I have with clients are with the clients that have been with us for 10, 12, 14 years. You know, we've gone through a lot with these clients. We've counseled them on when to make some moves. We've made adjustments when the adjustments need to be made based on what's going on in the world. And if we've done the right job, then we have some people that are just really, really happy to go into retirement. And some of them get there and they think, well, I don't even know if I want to pull the money out. And there are people who have worked hard enough and have been lucky enough to save. They're required to take money out, but they don't really need it. So we help them find ways to put the money in different places that might benefit their family, might benefit their kids, benefit their charities. If you've been lucky enough to do that. So when we talk about retirement, it's really important that both spouses are involved. We've had several instances in the last year where a spouse has passed away, and the spouse that passed away had done all the financial planning, had handled all the financial matters. And that's, I'm not going to say usually the man, but in these cases, it was the husband. And the wives, who had not been intimately involved in the planning and day-to-day, are overwhelmed with what they have to deal with the loss of a spouse. That's a big enough loss in itself. But then they have to deal with all of the investment accounts or annuities or whatever that you've put your money in addition to dealing with taxes, licensing, all the things that we have to mess with day to day just to live. So it's very important when we sit down with a client that both spouses are there as much as we can be. It makes the process a little bit more easy to flow, and it makes us feel better about helping the entire family.
Gary, we've talked a lot on the show about how important planning is. We've talked about long-term care. We've talked about including your family, like your kids and your spouse, in the planning. We've talked about costs and safeguarding your retirement plan. But a way to do that is to start the conversation, pick up the phone, and give us a call. We're local. Send us an email at gary@relaxretire.com.
Or vicky@relaxretire.com.
Or vicky@relaxretire.com. And we'll get back with you and schedule some time for you. But we can't do that if you don't pick up the phone and call.
Got to make that first step. Thank you, Gary Garner and Vicki Miller, with Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. 625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Retirement Your Way.
We'd like to wish all of you a happy Valentine's Day today.
Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement.
Disco balls and bell bottoms, hair bands and tracksuits, grunge and denim, styles change, and so do your financial goals.
Isn't it time you have a financial professional for the next phase of your retirement? At Relax and Retire Financial Services, we customize retirement strategies to fit your lifestyle. Call us at 251-625-1226. That's 625-1226.
Relax and Retire Financial Services, providing insurance services.